Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yeah, yeah. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion, was ranked nationally during an Olympic year, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing, but the average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free just for you. You want to impart? You got an opinion? You want to say something? Here's your chance. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio? You can. The Ring Talk Studio text line, 415-275-1613. Once again, the Ring Talk Studio text line, 415-275-1613. Well, the 118-pound champion, of course, I'm talking about the monster from Japan, Nanoa Inoue, has decided he's going to move up to 122 pounds. Look out. Bottom line is Anthony Joshua, of course, still one of the most, you would not believe the money this man commands. He's making millions and millions. He's probably making almost as much as the world heavyweight champion, and he ain't much. I mean, he was beaten by a fat man, and then he beat an obese man in the rematch. So what's his claim to fame? I just don't get it. 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua is a dud. We'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're coming to you from Sports Byline, of course, in San Francisco. We're live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and you know it.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
In the days when HBO was home box office, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, courtesy of HBO, and of course, Earthquake, the Great Earthquake, is still touring around the United States. Whoa, let's turn on the microphone here as far as the Ring Talk studios are concerned. My producer's waving his hands at me, and I'm wondering, what's he waving for? I'm sitting there running off at the mouth, and what's he running? Anyway, bottom line is, turn the mic on in there from now on, I guess. Anyway, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was a bit disjointed. Of course, I was talking about the fact that Roy Jones, of course, in that earthquake comeback, of course, he got knocked out mercilessly, and of course, knockouts are what we'll be talking about tomorrow in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I'm going to do a show with Dr. Netan Seti of the New York State Athletic Commission, hopefully, and we'll be doing a show on CTE. I've studied this pretty extensively. I could just tell you this is pretty sad in the fact, you know, Dana White says, I have a quote of Dana White says, "We all got it." That's what he's talking about, CTE. He says, "We all got it." Say, what? Yeah, him sparring in some East Boston gym with a bunch of four-round bumps like 25 years ago gave him CTE. We all got it. No. We all don't have it. But if you have if you're an MMA fighter, you're three times or 300% more likely to suffer CTE than a boxer. Whoa, according to Canadian medical study. And 200% more likely to get CTE than a national football player. And that's pretty crazy because I told you, most of the football players that I deal with that had a lot of contact, they're like punch drunk fighters. People don't understand that. I mean, Mark Gastineau, the New York Jets sack exchange, of course, the great defensive lineman. I think he was a corner. But the bottom line is, I had to step on his foot one time during an interview to get his attention. I mean, that's how punch drunk these guys are from football. So we'll get into that in depth tomorrow. Of course, it is the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Last Saturday, Gervonta Davis in action. Of course, Hector Garcia was the foil. And he got stopped before the 12th round, of course, which everybody expected. But the bottom line is he said he lost his sight there for a second. I don't know if he lost his sight, but it was a good way to go out because Gervonta was going to drill him, no doubt about that. Davis now 20, 28-0, 26 knockouts. Hector, I think, Bilal drops to 16-1, which is 10. Of course, that sets up the fight in April, April the 15th, Tax Day. Of course, Tax Day 1985 was Hagler-Hearns. Will this fight live up to that? I'm talking about Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis, April the 15th, somewhere in Las Vegas. It's going to happen, no doubt about that, unless Gervonta Davis goes to jail between now and then. And that being the case, let's bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, come to us from the Bronx. And how are we today, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I'm just happy I turned on the microphone.
It works better when it's on.
Yeah. That was car. Okay. All right. Let's talk about Gervonta Davis just for a second. He didn't look all that impressive, but did he? I mean, he was just. Was he rolling through a subpar opponent? Is that why he didn't have to look impressive?
You know what? I'm starting to think this is just Tank's MO. He's got a little bit of Deontay Wilder in him. He doesn't look great. But all of a sudden, he just hits that on switch. Guy makes a mistake, and he makes you pay. I thought it looked almost like a sparring session. Garcia never. I think he was almost content to kind of be in the fight. He made Gervonta think a little bit. I think Gervonta is a much better boxer than he probably gets credit for. But then again, his power overshadows his overall game. Garcia was there for the paycheck. It was obvious.
He was scared. Listen, I had never seen a guy. That guy was frightened in the pre-fight tapings, this and that. If I was fighting him, I'd say to myself, this guy is scared to death. I wonder if he's wearing, like, panty shields or something like that. I mean, I'm serious. That's how scared he looked. Like, he would need panty shields in the dressing room. They were filming him, this and that. He didn't know how to react. I mean, they put the cameras on me. I know what time it is.
The moment was definitely too big for Garcia, and Garcia had his moments in the fight. That's the thing, Now, whether that's because Tank kind of fought down to the level of competition, but he was in the fight. Like I said, he made Tank do some things in the ring, made him think twice. But I definitely thought he could have continued, but it's what it is. The best thing happened.
It was a good way. Listen, for Hector, it was a good way to go out. I mean, that was a great way to go out the way he went out, man. Oh, he hit me so hard I couldn't see. That's a good way to go out. It builds up the Garcia fight, makes the fight, he was that powerful that he knocked this guy out standing up, that kind of good stuff, blah, blah. And it gets him away from taking a serious ass whooping.
Absolutely. Self-preservation, right? Exactly. He lives to fight another day. He goes back down in weight, and he still holds a WBA trinket. And he got paid well, and whatever he got paid, believe you me, goes a long way in the DR.
Okay, so what's up with Demetrius Andrade? He's 31-0 now. I mean, he keeps calling out all these guys. Some guy accused me of being biased against him because I said all he's done is fought for vacant titles. And I mean, that would be like giving me Golden Glove championships. In other words, you show up to the tournament, there's nobody to fight. They go, hey, guess what, Pete? You're the champion. That's what they sort of did with Demetrius. That's what they did with Demetrius at 154 and 160. The WBO was bending over backwards for him.
Listen, it is what it is. He's an undefeated fighter, 32-0.
32.
And he is getting up there in age. At one point, I thought he had star potential. He's 34 years old, though. His problem is he's a southpaw. He's not a guy that sits in the pocket. He's going to frustrate you. And let's face it, you don't want to fight him because it's not a huge money fight. And he has been avoided, I guess. But when you want to make a big fight, you can. And I remember for about a year, him and Charlo were talking smack to each other online. The Canelo fight.
Smoke. I don't know if it was ever turned out to be smoke.
Yeah, it was all smoke, right? Instead of them actually wanting the smoke, like the kids say. He fights once a year. He's like the Perry Cuomo of boxing,
Okay, hey, big upset a couple weeks ago. The young man Villa, the Mexican, of course, defeated Rashidi Ellis. Rashidi Ellis has said, Villa wants the rematch. Ellis, not so much for the rematch. I mean, that's sort of a little weird, isn't it? When the guy that won wants the rematch and the guy that lost is sort of like, well, maybe not right away.
Well, I think that you eventually will get Villa and Jaron Ennis to collide. I think that's how it almost was like a little Final Four tournament that we had 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Villa showed heart. You know, he never gave up. I thought he was behind in the fight, but he kept coming. And he basically broke down Ellis.
Yeah.
Because when you fight in that style, you have to be in impeccable condition. And Ellis, you saw him breaking down. He probably, maybe a minute more, he probably doesn't survive that fight. A lot of people calling robbery. I don't think it was robbery. I've seen way worse decisions. But it was a really good win. And like I said, I would probably predict sometime in the spring, you'll see Villa and his hook it up.
We're talking about a 10-7, possibly a 10-6, maybe even a 10-6 round, a 10-7 round without a doubt. So it was a three-point round. I thought he won a couple of the early rounds. In other words, what I'm trying to say is I have got no problem with the decision. 26-1 now, Mr. Villa coming off his second upset in a row, 24 KOs. Got to give him some props. Rashidi Ellis now 24-1, 15 KOs. Rashidi talks a good game. There's no doubt about that. You mentioned Boots Ennis, and we brought him up last week, but I'm going to bring him up again. I watched his effort one more time. I'm not running from him. If I'm at 154 now, I was running from him a couple of weeks ago at 147. I'm not running from him now. Why?
Well, I give credit to you. You called it that he does make mistakes. He doesn't bring his hands back every time he punches. He showed that he doesn't know how to cut off the ring, and he's lucky that the Ukrainian fighter didn't have any power. I mean, he was there to survive, no doubt about it. So. It's hard to look good against those type of movers, those guys that are solid fundamental. But like I said, the jury's still out. I've said it before in Jared Innes.
But where are so when's the jury? Time out. The guy's got like 30 fights, doesn't he?
I'm not sure. But, you know, like I said, he's never been in a fight, a 50-50 fight.
I know, but we keep saying the jury's out, the jury's out, the jury's out, man. Someday the jury's got to make a decision on him.
Yeah, and you know what? It seems like when it's time, everything's gotten easier for him because now Errol Spence has moved up to 54. So he won this interim vacant title, you know, with IBF, whatever. So everything is nice and easy for him now, you know. So he'll fight all the PBC guys and he'll make four or five defenses for as long as he wants and then eventually go up to 54. That's unfortunately the way the world of boxing is. We won't. In a perfect world, a year from now, we get him and Virgil Ortiz to see who's the best welterweight in the world. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Speaking of Virgil Ortiz, has he got any dates coming up?
He did, but his opponent, Stantonius, pulled out with appendicitis.
Well, that's not actually a pullout. I mean, when you get an appendicitis, you're sort of like...
No. I mean, that's just an unfortunate, very dangerous situation. I mean, people, you know, knock on wood, you know, an appendix is nothing to be played with. And unfortunately, you know, that fight fell through. He's kind of, you know, Virgil Ortiz pulled out himself for a medical condition last year. So Golden Boy is scrambling. Now, another thing, if Golden Boy is scrambling for an opponent, who's picking the fight? Because we hear that Golden Boy's matchmaker's out of there, Mr. Diaz, who had been there for a long time, I think about 8 or 9 years.
I thought his buddy Eric was doing a lot of the matchmaking. No,
Gomez.
Yeah,
I guess so. I guess he's going to be wearing double hats. I mean, who knows? Is this a sign of just economics? You want to cut salary?
Hey, Elon Musk doesn't even pay the janitors in San Francisco. They're not cleaning up the offices here for Twitter. They've walked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And I know the stock of Tesla has dropped. So,
and you know, that piece of work, that piece of spit with an H, I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, a Dave Chappelle event, and he showed up, Elon Musk showed up. And man, now I know why they searched everybody for weapons going in there, because he showed up, because he went on stage, because he got booed like you would not believe. He was not welcome here in San Francisco at all.
Really?
No.
Wow. I know that him and Chappelle are buddies. So.
And Chappelle, you know what? Chappelle's a sellout. And I truly believe that Dave Chappelle now is a sellout. I mean, I went and saw his show. I think he's corporate America, and he tries to say that he isn't. But the bottom line is, I wouldn't be surprised if he voted Republican. I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's talk about David Benavidez for a second. Canelo Alvarez, of course, wants a voluntary defense or some type of easy fight in May, says he's coming off some type of injury or surgery, that kind of good stuff. David Benavidez, what does he have to do to get the Canelo Alvarez fight, man? I mean, come on. Does he have to slap Canelo's wife?
It seems like he needs to go personal. You know what? Unfortunately, that's just the way the world that we live in right now in this crappy boxing world. Let's face it. I mean, right now, we're starving for a big fight. We haven't had a huge fight in a long time. It seems like he'll probably... Now, he's got a big day himself. I mean, he's finally Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant
is no joke.
Exactly. So he could upset the apple cart. So I think he should take care of business first against Plant, and then he can go to Canelo's mansion and call him out.
Okay. As you can tell here, I am a big David Benavidez fan. Why? Because I think he is the monster at 168 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Sock after the break.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Sing along if you know the words. And I knew if I had my chance.
Okay, you know who that is, right? That is the world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury. Now, I'm not going to tell him he can't sing. Daniel, you can tell him he can't sing, but I'm not going to tell him he can't sing. The bottom line is, he is the world heavyweight champion. Sort of like Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. I hear cracking in the background. Stop it, please. Anyway, Talk about Joe Frazier. Of course, Muhammad Ali had a song, Stand By Me. I think it made the top 40 back in 1964, I believe. Of course, called Stand By Me, the Benny King song. But the bottom line is, for the most part, heavyweight champions can't sing, and Tyson Fury is no exception to the rule. Now, from that, whatever he was doing back there, to back on the air, I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, we were talking boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Conor Benn, is he a cheat?
Yes. Yes, he is. But he's not the only cheat in the game. He's just the one that got caught.
Okay. How's that? Is cheating prevalent?
Absolutely. I mean, it's in human nature to always try to get an edge on something. And I believe that boxing, obviously, there's no exception to it. Conor Benn, you know, got caught, tried to be sneaky, and you know, now he's going to have that scarlet letter on him for the rest of his career, as he should.
Didn't his promoter know about this months in advance and sort of gave him a pass? Didn't the BBC give him a pass the first time?
Supposedly, Eddie Hearn had gotten word of that, but Eddie, being a businessman, you know, he's not going to, you know, let something like that derail the big card that he had. And they still try to make it happen with Eubank. They try to have Eubank come in about 12 to 15 pounds lighter than what he normally fights. So it was just ridiculous. So, you know, the stipulations. I don't know how long Conor Benn's suspension is. I believe it's a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's what it is, you know. And, hey, listen, the boxing media picks and chooses who we want to vilify, right? Look, mm-hmm. I love Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury has tested positive for stuff, you know. And other fighters, you know, Big Baby Miller. You go through the list. Goes.
Canelo Alvarez,
Canelo, Evander Holyfield, Shane Mosley, Floyd Mayweather. It goes on. Roy Jones. I mean, listen, we pick and choose who we want to vilify with that type of stuff. You know, it still doesn't take the fact that maybe Conor Benn is a talented fighter, but he still will always be known as
they were asking a junior welterweight, a welterweight to fight a guy that fights as a super middleweight or a light heavyweight. I mean, we're talking about a 20 to 25 pound natural size difference between the two guys, and I can see why Conor Benn wanted to cheat because he probably needed to. But the bottom line is, you don't set up a fight like this because they're the sons of former champions when they're 25 pounds apart naturally,
and with a rehydration clause, You know, Eubank Sr. was, you know, he was campaigning against the fight, and then lo and behold, it doesn't happen overall. So.
All right. Jose Ramirez is going to defend the WBC 140-pound title. I think he's lost one fight in 28 fights, 27-1, 14 kills, against Richard Comey. 31-4 now, a draw on 27 KOs. That's going to take place March 25th on ESPN in Fresno. Is it time to stick a fork in Comey? Because Comey just, when the opportunity presents itself, Comey just doesn't seem to have the drive. And is this typical of fighters from Ghana?
That's, you know what? It's not a terrible stigma to lay on them, because I've always felt that way, that it's just a job to a lot of those guys from Ghana. A good buddy of mine, Joshua Clotty, I always felt that way. Mm-hmm. Richard Comey, I think he does give a good effort to win. I just think there's levels. You know, the guys that he's lost to, those guys are just better. You know, he was stopped by Teofimo Lopez, then schooled by Lomachenko, you know, but he beat Ray Beltran. You know, he's that on that level. You know,
yeah, and Ray but Beltran, you know, but you, but fighter. You got time out. Sophie could beat Ray Beltran at this point in time.
Well, at this point, yeah, but when he beat him, 3 years ago, you know, and then he was in a very good matchup against Pedraza, which ended in a technical draw, I believe. So he's that type of level. He's a B-level guy, you know, and this is a great comeback fight for
Ramirez.
You just said it. For Ramirez, thank you very much. For Ramirez, it'll get a win under his belt, maybe even get a stoppage. He's fighting a guy that's moving up in weight, and it'll probably be a good paycheck, good severance pay.
Good, and they'll get $25 for a ringside seat in Fresno. that's the way it is. The Monster Inouye is moving up from 118 to 122 pounds. Are there any challenges for him at 122?
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
Stephen Fulton. You know, Stephen Fulton is there. You have Figueroa. who he fought and defeated in a very close decision. So there's going to be guys ready to test the monster. He had a ceremonial. He gave away his belts in a classy fashion. I saw that, you know, the best 118 pound fighter that we've had in a long time, and I can't wait. You know, you can't wait. I want to see how he's moved along. If he goes right into the lion's den, or if he's brought up, you know, against moderate competition.
Okay, real quick, Orlando Canizales had the record for title offenses. Was he that good, or was he in the right spot?
Maybe both. You know, Orlando Canizales was a champion for a long time. I remember him as a kid fighting on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't remember his trainer's name. You don't talk about from Vegas.
No, it was the guy from Houston. The guy from Houston. I can't remember his name right now. It's blowing my mind as well. But anyway, straight up, Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia, it's going to be on some type of pay-per-view. How can they make money nowadays? Are there that many squares buying pay-per-view that the rest of the world can steal it and they can still make money?
That's a great question. I wish I knew. But I do think it'll do a good house, that's for sure. And it'll do a lot of traction on social media, a lot of sponsorship. It's going to be a fight, one of the few fights that the casual fan will watch. There's going to be 13-year-old girls, you know, in junior high and high school, they're going to watch that fight. You know what I mean? Like, people outside of boxing know who Ryan Garcia is, and Tank has his own fan base as well.
Straight up, have a great week, young man. Say hello to Sophie and the entire family. And how's the birthday boy doing?
The birthday boy is doing good. And actually, quick shout out, my dad turns 76 tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Soccer News Palmer Sr. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
Did you hear him stuttering there? Talk about Dana White. Did you hear him stuttering? Bottom line is, guys don't get paid smack. I was looking at that bare-knuckle fighting stuff. Remember I told you about 2 or 3 years ago, they said to me, hey, Pedro, how'd you like to come back to television? I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, we're starting this bare-knuckle league. It wasn't the actual bare-knuckle league, but it was one of these bare-knuckle type of leagues where people are fighting with just hand wraps. And he said, how'd you like to get into it? I didn't want to do that. It's just not me. I'm a boxer. I'm a boxing guy, okay? And I'm not trying to say that I don't want to. It's too brutal. I mean, come on, man. I mean, be honest. You know, you cut people's face up. You bust people's face up. If that's what people really want to see, more power to them. I understand that. Former 154-pound world champion out of New Mexico. I'm talking about Austin Trout. Evidently, he's going to take place in a MMA fight. In a bare knuckles fight against the former MMA guy Diego Sanchez. I think Diego had some problems getting a physical. But the bottom line is he has been cleared, and they are going to fight in the next couple of weeks. Well, the bottom line is, I don't know. I mean, tomorrow I'm going to get into depth on CTE and the fact that. The damage taken from, listen, you can't measure it. And you can't, doctors say it's 300% more likely to get brain damage from CTE than boxing. You really can't measure all this kind of stuff, but you have to realize that these guys are taking incredible, incredible beatings and they're not getting any money for it. Anyway, the reason why I brought up the bare knuckle people is that they are paying their guys a little bit of money. One guy got $75,000 for a prelim fight. In August of last year, which he won right on $75,000. Guys in the UFC sometimes are lucky to make $35,000, $30,000. And seriously, and if they make $25,000, oh boy, they're happy. Come on, that's because they're on the slave plantation. If you don't make any money, and the master gives you a little bit of money, all of a sudden, it's money. You know what I'm saying? So you're down with the master now. That's the thing with Dana. Dana talked about the pay-per-view share. He hasn't shared any of the money, very little of the pay-per-view money. That's why John Jones really doesn't want to come back to the UFC. That's why Francis Ngannou doesn't want to come back to the UFC. I mean, they just don't want to have anything to do with Dana White. Dana White is just a piece of work, and that's the best thing I think I could say about Dana White. Anyway, bottom line is Dana White is doing his thing, making all kinds of money, and I'm not against him. The fact that he turned a $1.5 million business into a $4.2 billion business. In other words, he went from $1.5 million to $4,200 million. I mean, I give him props. You got to give him props. I mean, that he's, as far as business is concerned, he's a genius. But he's using human beings, and they're getting hurt. And he doesn't give a snot. He just doesn't. I mean, for him to say, hey, I've got CTE. We all get CTE. No, we don't all get CTE. Okay, we just don't. I've seen a lot of boxers. I mean, when I look back now, some of the fighters that I dealt with over the years, and I wonder why they were so cantankerous at times. Like Ken Norton. Ken Norton, like, flipped on me back and forth. You know, I mean, mood-wise, I couldn't figure out what was going on with him. And then later in life, we figured out it was CTE. Joe Frazier, I couldn't understand why Joe. I never knew how to react around Joe Frazier. Never knew how to act. I mean, sometimes he was, hey, kid, how are you? Other times, he looked across the room at me like I was Muhammad Ali and we're about to get it on in March of 1971. So I never knew how to, of course, Joe was drinking a lot, but I never knew how to deal with Joe Frazier. Joe was a wonderful guy. In fact, I was reading this week that Joe Frazier's family have reached out, and of course, they're trying to put together some type of another documentary film on him and Ali in the first fight. I think it's all been done. I mean, both these guys are dead and gone. There's not a whole lot you can say about the greatest fight of all time. Of course, March 8th, 1971. I happen to think Muhammad Ali won. Me and Larry Merchant both thought Muhammad Ali won. Of course, Joe Frazier knocked Ali down in the 15th round, had hurt him severely in the 11th round. I mean, if the most hurt Muhammad Ali ever was in his entire career, I believe, was in the 11th round of the Joe Frazier fight back to March 8th, 1971. I mean, I think he was ready to, he was literally on Queer Street, I kid you not. And he came back from that. And then in the 15th round, when he got knocked down, he got up and he won the rest of the round. But the bottom line is, I thought he won the fight. I thought he landed the majority of blows. Of course, Joe Frazier went to the hospital for about 3 weeks after the fight. Muhammad Ali got checked out and released from the emergency that evening. But it was a war, no doubt about that. But it took its toll on Joe Frazier, no doubt about that. Now, I don't know what's going on as far as boxing is concerned when you got rappers. Rappers, now, they got odds on rappers fighting. Come on, you got to be kidding me. Some KSI guys will take on Logan Paul II. Evidently, this fight's going to go down today. No, he's not KSI. He's going to take on Dillian Danis. KSI is some rapper. He's going to take on. Why do rappers want to fight? They can't fight, man. Just go back to rapping, man. Stick to rapping. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. There are no real boxing matches this weekend. Of course, the 28th coming up will be Anthony Yardy and Archer Bitabev for the WBC Super, the WBC Light Heavyweight Championship of the World, 175-pound title, the Ring Magazine title. Listen, it's all at 175, except for that trinket that Dmitry Bivol holds, the WBA belt. It's all about Archer Bitabev. Of course, Bivol was the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez last year, and they're talking about a rematch maybe at 168 pounds. It doesn't matter if the fight's at 168, 178, 100. It doesn't matter what the weight is. Okay, Bivol is going to beat Canelo 11 times if they fought 10. It's just Canelo has no chance to ever beating him. No chance whatsoever. Unless the guy goes in the tank. And I don't think Bivol is ever going to go in the tank. He's a very proud young man, of course. I think he and Archer Bitabev would be like, you know, the super fight at 175. But Bivol doesn't even want to mention Bitabev. And Bitabev has got this fight with Anthony Yardy coming up. Of course, that's going to be in London. He's about a 7-1 favorite. I think that's like stealing money. I just do. I think betting on Archer Bitabev is like stealing money. Stealing money is you don't get it too often. I think that's a bet you want to take. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yardy is a +600 underdog, and Archer Bitabev is a -1,000, a 10-1 favorite. That's what it boils down to. Of course, 9:00 p.m. Eastern time that same day, it ain't gonna happen. It was supposed to be Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound champion, against Tim Zhu. That was gonna take place in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the fight's been canceled. Charlo got injured. He broke a hand. I think he broke his left hand or fractured a bone in his left hand. So that fight's off. But the bottom line is, Tim Zhu, the son of Kostya Zhu. You know, we talked about this on last week's show to an extent, but fathers are the worst thing that can ever happen to a boxer. Now, why do I say that when a mother ran a lot of my boxing career? Because fathers are terrible. They don't know, and when they're trainers, they don't know when there's a median. They either push their kid too far or don't push them hard enough. They either allow the fight to go on too long or they don't allow the fight to go long enough. I mean, there's no median with them because they're emotionally involved. And if they're not emotionally involved, they're just like, wow, they're cold and callous, okay? And I'm just not into fathers being in the ring. I'm just not. I mean, I look at Wilfred Benitez, considered the greatest defensive fighter of all time, right? The Puerto Rican sensation. Won his first world champions at the age of 17 against Antonio Cervantes of Colombia. He was, am I going to get in trouble for saying this? He was a retard. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. He had an IQ of 70. I knew something was wrong. I tried to interview him one time at a Roberto Duran fight in Las Vegas. And he couldn't give me an interview. And I thought it was that, you know, he was like looking at the chicks or some kind of stuff because he was looking at these girls. I thought that, wow, he's just all predisposed and looking at women. He just can't concentrate. No, that's the way he was. He had an IQ of 70, okay? And yet his father, Gregorio Benitez, I believe he's dead now. He should have been arrested for child abuse. Get this. He put his kid at the age of 13 years old in the ring with the world champion at that point in time, WBA lightweight champion Esteban de Jesus. Your kid's 13 years old and you got him in the ring taking shots from a full-blown lightweight world champion? Are you out of your mind? Anyway, that's what happened to Wilfred Benitez. So by the time he hooked up with me in 1984 out here in San Francisco, of course, he was going to fight for a promotion in Oakland, California, in which Carlos De Leon defended WBC cruiserweight title against local Bash Ali. But he was supposed to fight on that card, but he got out of town about 2 weeks before. Not because of the whooping I gave him in sparring, but because of the whooping he was getting from everybody in sparring. Let me tell you, Wilfred Benitez, the world champion, of course, that looked so good against Cervantes, won the WBC 154-pound championship by knocking out Maurice Hope, won the 47-pound championship by getting a split decision. I thought it was a gift over Carlos Palomino in Puerto Rico. But his reflexes were gone by the time he was here in 1984. They were just gone. So when we sparred, it was the same thing. He took two steps out of the corner, and then he slid back to the ropes. So I thought it was a trap, and I was scared for the first couple of rounds. I wasn't throwing too many blows. So I went back after the second round with my and the whole gym is watching you guys. The whole gym is – every eyeball in the gym is on you. They're watching you, okay? And I went back after the second round, and he says – and my Chris says to me, he goes, you know, you're embarrassing yourself. He goes, wait, you're making shame of the whole gym. Everybody's sitting there watching you. You're making shame. Either you go for it, or when you come back, I won't be here. And I'm saying to myself, what kind of crap is this? What are you talking about? So anyway, I went out there and basically beat on a stationary Wilfred Benitez, of course, for the third round. Then we went three rounds a couple days later, and it was basically the same thing, him just laying in the corner and taking a beating. So the fact that he's alive nowadays is a bit of a surprise. I mean, he is, like, gone. He can't talk. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know yesterday from today. He doesn't know nighttime from daytime. And I say to myself, was this really worth it? I mean, was the glory really worth it? I don't think so. I don't think damage like that is worth it. I really don't. When I look at Mark Gastineau and the damage he took from football, is it worth it? I don't think so. There's a few other guys I can bring up in the sport of football, but they know me personally. I don't want to bring up their names. But, yeah, they're a little rocky as well. Some guys have played for the Niners, especially defensive backs. The contact, it just ain't the same. CTE is for real. We know more about it now than we did before. In fact, you know, I talked about fathers being in boxing. You see these dads letting their kids 8, 9, 10 years old spar. You got to be out of your mind. You should be arrested for child abuse, letting a growing brain, a budding brain, get banged around with boxing gloves. Are you out of your mind? Teach the kid the moves. Show him how to jump rope. I mean, do all that kind of good stuff. But don't let him spar. And then say, well, Pedro, what's the age that you let them spar? I think it depends on the individual. And I just don't know if I want any kids taking shots, my kids taking shots under 15, 16 years old. I'm sorry, but I know I had 7 fights when I was 12 years old, okay? But they're all one-minute rounds, okay? And I got to the Boys Club. I think we did this in one summer of 69, in the Mission Boys Club. But we were like 7 weeks, you know, 7 fights, okay? And they were just all one-minute rounds, so I could beat anybody for 1 minute. Anything past that, I'm in trouble. I'm the one-minute man. Anything past that, but I could beat anybody for 1 minute, okay? But I wasn't taking any punishment from these guys for the most part because I was just going out there and imposing my will for 1 minute, and that was that. So I didn't box again for like 5 or 6 years, okay? And I think I was almost an adult when I started boxing, of course, and I fought in the 81 Golden Gloves, and then the 82 Golden Gloves I won, the 83 Golden Gloves I won, the 84 Golden Gloves I won, the 86 Golden Gloves I won. But the bottom line is all along, I had an attitude where I didn't want to take beatings. That was just it. And I had this fight with Ernie Chavez in Las Vegas. We were fighting in the National Golden Glove Championships of the United States at 147 pounds. And I was game, and he was game, and there was no doubt about that. But I got smart. Let me tell you how smart I got. And I don't give myself kudos too many times, but I will do it this time, okay? He knocked me down in the second round. He knocked me down in the first round, Ernie Chavez. He knocked me down in the second round. He was a southpaw. Knocked me down again in the second round. When I looked across the ring, there were 8 guys there. Like looking through the window and seeing 8 versions of Daniel in the other room. I keep saying, 8 guys standing there. There were 8 guys. And I looked over at the referee and he's asking me, do you want to continue? There's 2 or 3 referees there. And I said, no. I got 11 guys in the ring with me. There's only supposed to be 3 of us all together, including me. And now there's 11. I think I knew better. I said, no, I stopped. But the bottom line is that's not the mentality of most fighters. Most fighters would have said, yeah, I'm okay, and continued. And that's where the damage takes place. A lot of guys get beat up in the gym. They get knocked down in the gym. They never fully recover. The concussions, if you get a concussion and then you beat on the concussion some more, I mean, the chance of CTE happening on you is really, 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 how can I put it? It magnifies like unbelievably. The bottom line is guys that fight past the age of 30, they're also in trouble as far as CTE is concerned. So we'll get into that in depth tomorrow, hopefully with Dr. Netan Seti of the New York State Athletic Commission talking boxing, MMA, football, and CET tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to a break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother said it's not talking spit when you're talking the truth. The bottom line is when we say spit on the show, of course, we mean spit with an H. The UFC, rocking and rolling. We'll talk about that fight maybe tonight. Of course, the fight in the Apex Center. Sean Strickland's in the main event tonight. Of course, coming to you from Las Vegas. Check it out on ESPN. Now, Phil Baroni, former UFC fighter who went undefeated as a kickboxer with 7 wins and 7 knockouts, went undefeated as an amateur boxer, 10-0 with 10 wins. Bottom line is, of course, his mixed martial arts record wasn't all that great. He was like 16-11, you know, not the greatest fighter in the entire world. Anyway, he killed his girlfriend a couple of days ago in Mexico, beat his girlfriend to death, beat her and threw her against the shower wall. There was blood all over the place. Bottom line is, he's a piece of work. He's going to get 75 years at least in jail down there. Mexican jails are real cool to American guys, Phil. I hope you get it. The back doorway. Get it? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I'm not done. Andrew Tate, another kickboxer, for say. Of course, he is a misogynist, a guy that's on YouTube. He's a guy that says all those kinds of crazy stuff. In fact, there's quotes of him saying, "I love raping women," those kind of good stuff. Yeah, well, you know, you probably put out quotes like that, you're going to get arrested sooner or later, right? The Romanian police arrested him. They're holding him for 30 days. They got to put a 180-day hold on him. The bottom line is him and his brother were getting these girls from Romania to do these sex chats on the internet, you know, like dial a girl, like 10 minutes with a porn girl, that kind of good stuff. That's what they were doing. Evidently, there was a couple of kidnapping charges, sexual exploitation. Listen, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I hope Andrew Tate spends the rest of his life in a Romanian jail, okay, and he's somebody's bitch. That's all I can say. That would be the end. That would be a dream come true for me if Mr. Tate was to go to jail and be somebody. Put a skirt on that boy, okay? Long time, he's going to be there a long, long time. Unless money gets him out. Of course, he's worth a lot of money. But I don't know if money can get him out on this one, because the Romanians, they seize all his cars, they seize his homes, they seize his bank accounts. The Romanians got it going on, boy. Hey, Andrew Tate, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Behind the screen there, of course, is the great Daniel Ogden. My name is Pedro Fernandez. The Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There's a lot more together than this show. I just had a fun show today. Had a good time. Threw a whole lot of stuff together at the last minute. But tomorrow, the Sunday show, we'll get into the world of CT in depth with Dr. Netan Sethi and do a whole lot of stuff talking MMA and boxing tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio Channel 217, Twitch.tv, of course. Bottom line is I thank you so much for listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. Daniel, take it away, and thank you, sir.